exactly my conversion in 2002. I've been learning about it for years. And every year, I learn something new that's absolutely incredible. Did you know that Fatima is actually mentioned in the book of Revelation? We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, first, I want to read to you a description of what happened on May 13th. I'm going to kind of circle a specific detail, and then I'm going to read you the book of Revelation from chapter 11, and you tell me if that's not Fatima right there. So this is from the book Shepherds of Fatima, the place of the apparition. The journey to the Cova d'Iria had been slow because the sheep were grazing along the way. Once they arrived, the children ate their lunch and recited the rosary. Next, they planned their game, having first moved the sheep from the area around the plot to the top of the slope. They decided to build a wall around a furze brush approximately on the spot where the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima stands today. Francisco acted as architect, engineer, and builder, while Lucia and Jacinta assisted him and brought him the building materials. Suddenly, what seemed to them a vivid flash of lightning made them stop what they were doing. The three of them looked up at the sky for storm clouds, but the sky had no clouds at all. It was completely clear, showing the incomparable azure hue characteristic of Fatima. The children decided not to risk being caught in a thunderstorm and began to bring the flock home as quickly as possible. The sheep were coming down by a shortcut toward the road when, a little more or less than halfway down the slope that goes from the place of the apparitions to the top of the hill, just before the big holm oak tree, a second flash of lightning caused them to hurry along. But a little farther on, when they were nearing the spot where the chapel of the apparitions stands today, right over here, beside the big holm oak, another flash of lightning, as vivid as the first two, made them stop. A few steps away, before them on a bush, they saw a lady all dressed in white. She was more brilliant than the sun. How many flashes of lightning did they hear? Three. Okay, now we're going to go to the book of Revelation, chapter 11. Wait till you hear this. This is absolutely going to blow your mind. Now, this is Revelation 11, 18 and following. The nations raged, but your wrath has come, and the time for the dead to be judged, and to recompense your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones, and those who fear your name, the great and the small alike, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. There were flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a violent hailstorm. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, how many adjectives did they use for lightning? Three. Now, you could see it as these sort of three flashes of lightning, and then this woman clothed with the sun. Now, we know that Fatima is apocalyptic. We know that it has kind of these sort of end of the world prophecies, but I at least had never seen how it's right there in the book of Revelation. Awesome. Sit with that. My friends, God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.